Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio waves. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio as normal here on a Monday night, but our third host is not normal in a lot of ways. Dave Ridley is with us here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Listeners of the show are more familiar with you from your phone calls, I think, and listening and watching the Ridley Report YouTube channel. I don't think we've ever had you as a co-host on Free Talk Live. I think this is the first time. I think you've been on maybe as a guest from like Porkfest or Liberty Forum, two of the yearly events that the Free State Project puts on. But as far as going with us for 3 hours, this is your first time.
Hunter S. Thompson is dead, so you're stuck with me.
Welcome aboard. Is Hunter S. Thompson supposed to be Derek J. Freeman? Because he's doing fine.
No, Hunter S. Thompson is Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that that was the reason why we got stuck with Dave. Actually, we invited you here because...
Well, you'd have Hunter S. Thompson on the air by now, right? If he was still alive.
Was he a libertarian?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
What Dave was suggesting was you said he was not normal, and he's not. And, that's a very not normal thing to say.
Okay. So, anyway, our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whichever way makes the most sense for you. Lots of interesting stuff to talk about tonight. Mark, you're going to be giving us some examples. I don't think we're going to do them all, but maybe we'll pepper them throughout the show.
Okay.
Of 51 different, ridiculous examples of government waste? Something to that?
Yeah, that's right.
And so
disgusting examples. Yeah.
Disgusting. Okay. Well, that's a qualifier. We'll get into some of those examples here. Why don't you pick one for us, and we'll jump into that here in just a moment. Also on the way tonight, it is Memorial Day, and so there of course are parades and things like that going on all over the place. I got into a parade today, and somebody asked me, Dave Ridley, where you were this morning, and I said, well, I don't know where Dave is. I thought maybe you'd show up with Mark and the family, because normally you, Mark, are there at this parade just kind of watching it. I didn't see you this morning either.
No, I showed up one time, Ian.
Oh, really?
And we happened to be in town on Memorial Day, and, there's a Memorial Day parade. Jack is certainly going to want to see that, so we stopped down.
Gotcha.
So, no, I do not drive 9 miles to come and watch people walk down the main street of Keene. I can see that any old time. It's completely uninteresting to
me. Gotcha. I didn't know if you were doing it for Jack or whatever. So I guess I thought it was every year because we've done this 4 years now, and it was one out of three, which is a fair amount.
I don't know. Since you said in warfare you attack what is weak and you attack what is weak and you avoid what is strong. And of course we're not in warfare, but we're in a conflict. And so the strong point, the enemy's strong point, is not his Memorial Day. His weak point is not his Memorial Day parade, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a great place to bother the enemy, right?
Well, of course, that's one of the critiques that the event gets, or that what happens is we will walk in the parade after it is over. So basically, we will follow up the very end car in the parade and carry things like peace signs or peace flags, also homemade signage that says certain things. So I was holding a sign that said something against the war machine. And so we'll walk through the entirety of the parade and people will see it and some will comment. Some are, will make a snide or rude comment. And one of the comments that's most frequently heard, and we don't really get that many of them, but one of the comments that's most frequently heard is, this is not the time nor the place.
Because they have the peace parade?
No.
No, they don't.
But that sounds like a variant on what you're saying there, that, this isn't the appropriate time or place. But
it is. No, all time is appropriate to resist the government, I think.
But saying...
I just wouldn't think of that one as a priority. I wouldn't go out of my way for that one.
I see what you're saying.
Right. What about what I think that they've really done right is that in the past it has been sort of some hardcore activists that take the peace flag out or whatever and they walk in the parade. But this year they had some children, right?
We had multiple families, actually, yes,
and
with children.
I think that makes a real difference when, you know, when people see kids with a little peace flag, I don't think they can say much.
Well, they pretty much said everything they said normally every other year. So I would say that the amount of derision was no less than it was on previous years.
All
the
right.
amount of appreciation, I think, might have been a little bit up. And what I say by that, what I mean by that is we actually did have a couple people approach while we were sort of in the staging area. So here in Keene, there's the Central Square, this sort of this classic, iconic New England square, this gathering place. And that's kind of where the parade begins. But an hour beforehand, people start to gather there. And so we gathered there the hour beforehand and just kind of held the signs and the peace flag out in the like the median strip. So anybody who's driving by would have been able to see us there. And then once the parade began, we then got in at the end of that parade. But while during the time we were preparing and waiting there, we did have at least two people come up and specifically thank us for being there. A couple of them wanted to take our picture and things like that. So that's always nice when that happens. And then actually Daryl told me that at the end of the parade, now, of course, during the parade, there's plenty of people who smile and who wave and who seem appreciative of the fact that we're there. But at the end of the parade, apparently one of the military guys, there's usually these military vehicles that are going in the parade.
Right.
Like big trucks and things like that. No tanks or anything, just trucks. Anyway, apparently one of the guys getting out of one of those military vehicles told Daryl, thank you, that he agrees with our perspective.
And interesting.
So actually got some kudos from somebody in uniform today, as well as just average people who were, you know, sort of on the parade route. To me, you know, I didn't have to go out of my way in this case. I live 5 minutes from downtown Keene, you know, and that's a 5-minute bike ride, 10-minute walk maybe maximum. So no big deal for me to go to this thing. And I'm so grateful that many people came out this year because it really was a lot of fun. It seemed like the kids were having a good time. The kids, I don't think, were as aware of any of the derision that that was going on. There was one lady that my favorite of all of the, well, this one lady, and then there was a heckler. But the one lady, she had her kids on the side of the street, and we actually heard her say, "Don't even look at them." Mm-hmm. And she turns her kids around and starts walking away at that moment. So,
well, now, are you getting video and audio of these things when they happen and putting it on YouTube?
No. In this case, Dave, it would be too difficult for me to do that. And the only thing I will get video of is if something gets to an escalated point. I have my camera there. It's literally was strapped to me and ready to go if I needed it, but my hands are full with a sign or a flag. I was not playing videographer in this particular case, but what you're suggesting would be to have someone who is specifically a videographer.
No, you're missing an opportunity. What I would do in your position is, put maybe a digital audio recorder on as a necklace or in my pocket or something like that and just let it run the whole time. You might want to put an I'm audio taping sign on
otherwise
you
so that
people
know. Otherwise, it would be wiretapping.
Well, I don't think it would, but just in case you accidentally walk into a restaurant or something, then it's private property. And that way, you record everything that is said to you while you're there. I mean, you're going out there and getting yourself subjected to all kinds of abuse.
Thing
you
is,
might
most,
as well get audio of it and put it on.
Thing is, most of the things that are said from a distance, so the audio would not be very good, especially if you're doing it the way you're saying with like some sort of audio recording device. If I had a camera with a directional microphone on it that I was pointing at the people who were saying the things, then I would probably be able to pick it up in a reasonable
manner.
The
thing is that it will pick up, it may be technically a bad audio track, but it'll pick it up enough so that since you were there, you remember what they said. You can go back, you can find it, and you can subtitle
it.
I mean, I find that almost every time I go out to do a Ridleo, you know, ambush interviews of politicians or something like that, that audio recorder constantly running comes in really handy because people, it's oftentimes the first 3 seconds of an encounter that count. Or you don't have any warning, you can't get to your camera in time.
You know, that's a good idea. I mean, because it would have probably picked up the heckler. We did have a guy who was walking along on the side of the road with
us. Oh, yeah, he was sticking with you.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Well, for a short period of time towards the end of it. And he was going, boo, boo, boo. It must have looked kind of crazy to the people, like, then he was walking by.
You didn't get any video or audio of this?
No, like I said, oh, I have my video camera there, Dave, but it was only on a prepare kind of like if something happened.
Yeah, something was happening. You were there marching in a Memorial Day parade, and you weren't supposed to be, or there somebody didn't like
you. Well, I mean,
at least
we've actually done it for 4 years now, so as far as I'm concerned, we're part of the action. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, but I would invite you to come along next year, Dave, and be our media guy and, roll tape the entire time.
If it's convenient. Logistics drives policy.
All right, our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, so I thought it went well. I mean, I thought it was very good. In fact, I would say slightly better, especially in attendance. We had not quite a dozen people, and last year it was just me, so it was definitely a lot better this year. More on the way here, 855-450-FREE. What'd you do today?
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps at every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. ¶¶
more Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. Plus, you can get Bitcoin. Bitcoin, if you have not heard, is a decentralized internet currency that has sort of taken the world by storm. It's an amazing thing. I love Bitcoin, and I'm grateful for ExpressCoin being there to make it easy for people to get Bitcoin. And we're not just talking about Bitcoin. Litecoin and Dogecoin are also available from ExpressCoin.com. They are the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies because they're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, and you can start over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, just go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can get started there. Plus, they've got a smartphone app, and you can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. No transfer fee if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. So don't wait. Just go and grab some Bitcoin and get started with it. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about some of the Memorial Day goings-on here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And as we reported recently over at FreeKeene.com, Dave Ridley is back. And he's now in our studio with us from RidleyReport.com. Dave, it's always great to have you on the show, especially considering, you know, you are an experienced activist. You are somebody who has done a lot of activism over more than a decade now, I think, here in New Hampshire as an early mover for the Free State Project. You came here in 2004, I believe you told me once.
Correct. And I actually moved to Keene when I first moved to New Hampshire.
And now you're back. It's been a decade, but now you've moved back to the area, which I'm really excited about. You were one of the inspirations to me moving here, as well as some of the other earlier movers. I would say you were probably one of the first five people moving to the Keene area. Would be
yeah, and I'm kind of itinerant, but I'm here at the moment.
It's true. You could disappear next week, but and it's great to have you here at the moment.
If I remember correctly, you had begun calling Free Talk Live back when we were still a weekend show.
Really?
I recall that.
I called in from Dallas when I lived in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Before. I remember getting on the air.
Pre-Ridley Report.
You had invited us, Free Staters. You joined the... You were Mephistopheles, right? Well, I don't know. I don't remember for sure what your handle was.
Yeah, that was one of my handles.
I thought you were that guy, and you put out an announcement that you had this great radio show, and we should call in, and you were right. We sure...
You did.
You did, and we did. Oh, and I called in from in 04, yeah.
When did you launch Ridley Report? Do you remember what year that was? It wasn't right away.
Oh, it was 07.
Okay, yeah. 07.
What year was the Free State Project, did they pick New Hampshire?
03.
03, okay.
Yeah.
So people had actually moved by 03.
So you would, I would just like to give our listeners a little bit of history about you, because I know a little bit of it. I don't know all of it, but you moved here as part of the Free State Project, and you got involved, I mean, to some extent. You were seen, I guess, out and about with some of the early movers like Russell Canning and, you know, those folks and some of the activism they were doing. But when did you start documenting it? I mean, was it when Ridley Report started, or did you do some documenting of it prior to that?
I didn't shoot any video until 05. One of the activists lent me a camera. I'd kind of gotten burned out on buying cameras because they seemed to break so fast back in those days, and they were more expensive, and he lent me one, and I shot some video of some of the stuff we did in 05, like Russell Canning's FEMA flag burn.
And were you shooting for
the UN flag burn?
Well, there was that, too. I didn't shoot any video of the UN flag burn, but I shot video of the FEMA flag burn.
I didn't know FEMA had a flag.
I didn't either. We made one for them.
So were you shooting for that videographer, meaning that you turned the footage over to him?
No, I just kept the copies of the video waiting for the day when it'd be easy to dub off. And then years later, I dubbed them all off, and I use them as file video now.
Very cool.
I think some of it I uploaded raw. There was a video of a car wash that we did for a fundraiser in 05. Chris Lopez standing and talking to me, you know, never be able to do that again.
Yeah, she's in a wheelchair now.
And
you never know. Technology gets better over time.
Oh, yeah. Then there was also video of a bunch of people moving. It was one of the bigger, I mean, Evan Knappen moving in. It was a huge move. I mean, there must have been like 60 people there moving him in. That was 05.
You probably recorded more video than any other activist up here. I mean, I've done a lot in court, like hours and hours of court footage. But as far as actual video of activism, probably you probably hold that title. You've got a lot of B-roll. Now, in the business, B-roll is considered, you know, sort of stock footage of things that are happening that you can use to fill in gaps in, you know, in an edit that you might be putting together. If you were, like, some of the videos you put together are sort of Ridley talking about opinions on things or opinions on strategy or activism or whatever, and you will usually illustrate those with as much B-roll as you can. That way it's not just you talking into a camera. The B-roll gives the viewer something else visually interesting to look at. Not that you're not attractive and pretty to look at, Dave.
It's just boring to see somebody's head bobbing down, up and down on the camera.
You don't want to, you don't want the same shot for 5 minutes straight. So B-roll breaks that up. How do you organize all of that footage?
Well, it's just a matter of logging it. You know, after I've shot something, eventually, usually it'll be a month or two later, I'll get around to watching the whole clip and writing down what's there.
Are you actually writing physically?
Oh no,
time codes,
typing it.
You're just
I'm just typing what's on file number 372 or mm-hmm. something. Actually, I'm up to, I guess, 2,000 files now. And so what's on file number 2,000, we'll write it down. And then later on, if I need video of, like, say, if I need video of Ronald Leslie,
yeah.
the firefighter who stole your cell phone or at least took it and, and then didn't give it back and immediately when you told him he had stolen it.
Yeah.
To find video of him for today's video, I just typed the word Leslie into my searching document, and it went right to that 2009 video.
So is it all in one big document, one humongous text file?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's not that humongous. It gets probably about, 150K.
Well, I didn't mean the file size, but as far as length of like pages, probably quite a few pages.
Yeah, but you could never gaze your way through it. Browse.
No,
you would just keyword search it.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
So the logging is designed to catch the keyword searching that I do 5 years later if need be. So that is pretty powerful. That was something I discovered, when I was in mainstream press. I worked at a normal TV station, and I went to see JFK, the movie JFK, and I noticed how Oliver Stone was taking what was essentially just a court drama and turning it into a very heavily illustrated court drama with really interesting pictures substituted for just the shot of the person on the stand talking. Mm-hmm. It was illustrated, and I thought, wow, I could do that with file video that I'm shooting out here, in Wichita. They worked in Wichita, Kansas. I get so much file video. If I just kept that more of the file video that I shot and logged it so that I could keyword search it, this would be really powerful.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, I don't keep a lot of my video just because of space, of hard drive implications. What do you do? Do you have external hard drives full of video?
I have crappy video quality.
that's
one of the reasons why you see such low resolution is I'm keeping all these files.
Right.
But I can't keep them at 1.5 kbps. I've got to lower the resolution when I keep them, and I'm having trouble even getting good resolution when I first dub them at this point.
So if somebody wanted to donate to you, Dave Ridley, if they wanted to send you a big, beefy computer with a bunch of file space on it and a nice HD video camera, would you accept a donation like that?
I'd think about it, but the thing is you have to put together so many different pieces. That's the problem, is getting all the pieces together. I could get a good HD camera, no problem, but how do I make that work with Windows Movie Maker?
Yeah, good question. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Dave Ridley is with us here from RidleyReport.com. Maybe you've got a question for him, or you want to bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about Memorial Day a little bit coming up.
It's KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All KD Armor is now 15% off. KD's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the air here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mark, I did say we were going to pepper these throughout the show. We should probably begin doing that. The 51 examples, ridiculous examples of waste on the part of probably the federal government. We'll get to the story here. Do you happen to have the source on this?
Yeah, it's from liberty247.net.
All right, we'll get into that here in a moment. But I also want, well, of course, we'll take your calls as well at 855-453. But I also want to tell you about ID Stronghold. If you've ever known someone or yourself been a victim of electronic pickpocketing, you know how dangerous this can be. Thieves, for instance, can pass near you with an RFID scanner and read the data on those RFID chips. It might be in your credit and debit cards. Those thieves can then use that information to charge your credit cards for their purchases, or worse yet, compromise your identity.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah, now thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005. They've been around for quite a while, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that place a high value on personal security. Now you can have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold.
Now I have one of these RFID blocking wallets. It's a metal clamshell.
Okay.
And it is thick. And I'm thinking that these are probably significantly better because they don't have that. They're more flexible. Mine's inflexible, mm-hmm. And it's just big. And so I never have the problem of anyone stealing my credit card information. I don't know whether, how often that happens to people, but that's kind of the nice thing about insurance is you just don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, and we're going to find out more about the quality of the product. It is on the way. We've actually got one coming in here hopefully within the next couple of days, I'm thinking.
It'll probably be delivered tomorrow.
The mailbox store was closed today, so
yeah, it's Memorial Day, right?
But anyway, we'll let you know more about what we think of it here when it arrives. But it sounds like a great idea, and it makes sense, right? Like essentially a Faraday cage for your credit cards. You can switch your wallet to a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Just visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, and you can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. Again, idstronghold.com, and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-453. Robert is in Vermont, and then we'll get to one of these 51 examples of ridiculous waste. Go ahead, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dave, Ridley, and Mark.
Hi, Dave. You and I, we met about a year and a half ago over at the Keene Activist Center, and I loaded you up with a whole bunch of quarters to give Robert it.
I can vouch for that. You must have given me 10 or 20 bucks worth of nickels, I think, and maybe there were some quarters. And, yeah, those ended up saving many a motorist, I guess, because I gave it to the Robin Hooders.
There you go. Hey, Dave, I do have a question I want to ask you. You did a story over here in Vermont on a gentleman somewhere up, I think in the North Kingdom. I'm not sure. And the gentleman was an older guy. He had some trouble with trying to get into the courthouse because he was disabled. He was very old.
Wallace Nolan?
And I wonder if there was any outcome to all that, because I never heard anything else more from that. I just kind of really felt bad for the guy.
He lost in court. What was interesting, though, is so many times victory is a matter of going in and getting your backside kicked. That's what victory is, because it means you fought, right? And so Wallace was the perfect example of this in this situation. He had been targeted by the post office, I guess. they prosecuted him for the way he interacted with a postal worker that came near his house or whatever. And so he got some kind of a sentence or a suspended sentence or something like that. And so he retaliated by taking the people who sentenced him and taking them all to court, and basically almost all the people that were involved in putting him on probation or suspended sentence or whatever it was, all of those people, he was able to put them on the witness stand, right? And so essentially he sort of turned the tables on his tormentors and ruined one of their days, at least.
He used to call the show a lot, too, with a lot of his stories of going to court and what happened with the post office and all of that. He was an interesting character. I think he's probably still kicking around over there in Vermont somewhere.
Yeah, I got an email from him 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's always got something going on, some sort of court case that he's filing against somebody, and he's one of those guys. He's like, one of those, I don't know what you call that, court animals or something like that, court denizens, constantly in court, messing with the government. I love him from that aspect. He's also a little bit pesty. He can get kind of annoying with some of the level of contact that he'll give independent media. I like the guy, I like what he does, but he's doing it in Vermont, which is not why I'm here, right? Like, I only have so much time that I can dedicate to people doing activism and sort of covering what activism they're doing, and so I tend not to spend my time covering Vermont, because we moved to New Hampshire as part of the First
State
Project,
right?
And, again, resources are limited, so I can only focus so much, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate Wallace and what he's doing, and if there were another 50 Wallaces, it would be a real tough year for the court system.
If there were another 50 Wallaces in Vermont, Vermont would have been the home of the Free State Project.
Could very well be. Robert, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. Mark, let's try one of these 51 examples on for size here and see how that is.
Medicare Part B paid nearly 6 times more than Medicare Part D for the same drugs and equipment to treat cancer.
I don't know what the difference between Part D and Part B is.
Do you understand that one government program can doesn't talk to another? They're very bad at talking to each other, and therefore the one organization might be paying more for stuff than another?
Okay. I didn't know that there were two Medicares or whatever. This is news to me.
Yeah, news to me, too. I don't know anything about Medicare, but it seems really odd that they're paying, significant six times more for drugs and the same drugs and equipment.
I would have expected that there's something even more abusive that we could talk about with the federal government. I'm a little disappointed with that one.
It's the first one. I mean, there are 51 of these things.
They could have come up with something better than that.
Give us the juiciest ones that you find in there.
Two federal projects, one concerning the creation of a facility to produce fuel for nuclear reactors, and the other concerning a building to dispose of liquid waste from the first facility, remain incomplete. The National Nuclear Security Administration has already spent nearly $7 billion on these two unfinished projects, where they were supposed to only cost $4 billion overall. So they spent nearly double what they were supposed to spend, and they're not yet done.
This is pretty much what all of the 51 are, just, well, they're spending a lot of money on something.
But that's what it is. Well, it's government waste.
Okay. Is this the one where they're like transporting nuclear waste all over the country? Or
I know they have had to do that. I think this is intended to prevent that from happening at this location.
Oh, okay. I don't know, Mark. I think I'm gonna cut this off here. Okay. I agree with Dave. These aren't particularly, useful or interesting. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise
to
anybody.
They torture people.
Right?
Do we need to know anything else?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, they're wasting money. What did you? I mean, you didn't know that about government. I mean, if you didn't know the government wastes money, well, welcome to the world.
Okay, right? This is my fault because I partly advocated that this 51 be a top priority story.
Well, I mean, government wastes money, and all you're going to do is when you be able to say that, look, here's some examples of the government wasting money.
Here's what I think this would be better for. It would be a great post on our Facebook and Twitter. That seems like it might be a good shareable story for online.
Sure, but you do know that the story of the $200 hammer got a lot of mileage in the past. I mean, that was
a long time ago.
That's because it was simple.
Yeah,
everyone knows what a hammer costs. They didn't have to go into, two paragraphs explaining that nuclear one?
Nobody knows about that.
Right. It's two sentences.
Okay, two sentences.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, though, Mark. It was a good shot. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Let's talk a little bit more about Memorial Day. Just not really so much the holiday itself. There's an article posted that I saw on Facebook today, and actually it wasn't posted on Lou Rockwell today or even this weekend, but it was from last month, and it is written by a man who spent two tours in the Iraq War, recipient of the Combat Infantryman's Badge. He actually happens to live in Manchester, apparently, teaches rifle and pistol shooting, and here's what he has to say. Iraq was an ugly place, but it was also a dismal time in my life. My memories of the country are colored by my emotions, both the fear, anger, and contempt I felt toward the Iraqis, and the grief that recalling my time there brings to the surface now. We'll talk a little bit more about what Josh Holmes is his name, what he has to say about his time in Iraq, his reflections. Our toll-free number is 855-453 on this live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at Wall & Associates. WallandAssociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. I don't know if I pointed this out enough so far this hour. We're actually here live. I know a lot of talk show hosts like to take the day off for holidays. It's a good excuse to take a day off. But we are here on holidays because...
I didn't even know it was Memorial Day.
Yeah. I probably would have had no idea had I not known in advance that there was going to be this parade happening, because we've made a history out of going to these parades here in the last several years here in Keene, and sort of bringing out the what I call the peace contingent, where we will carry peace flags and anti-war related signs in the parade at the very end of the Memorial Day parade, to some people's chagrin, but to the delight of others. And so that's why I knew what day it was. Otherwise, I would just be calling radio stations and wondering why no one was answering the phone. But yeah, Memorial Day, and that means, you know, there's stuff to talk about in that area. But we're here live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You go into the right Amazon for you and then buy what you need. It's Amazon, the same great prices and deals you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping, Prime, all that stuff. It's all the same. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the purchase price. So whatever it is you need, you can go and get it and probably get a, you know, probably the best price for it over at shop.freetalklive.com.
Oftentimes Amazon does have some really great rates. You can hunt around, I think, on the internet sometimes to get better pricing, but man, you know, your time's worth something.
So, let me jump back in here. We just barely got started on a story from LouRockwell.com by Joshua Holmes. He is a former Iraq veteran, if you will. I guess a former veteran. He is a veteran. Two tours of the Iraq War. Has the combat infantryman's badge as a result. And he says that... the fear, anger, and contempt I felt toward the Iraqis and the grief that recalling my time there brings certain emotions to the surface now. In all the images I remember from Iraq, the common theme is how dirty and run down the whole place was. Garbage was...
Because they were at war.
Garbage was strewn across every field and piled by the side of every road. Even the intact houses were homely and in need of repair, and windblown dirt gave everything a dingy hue. Battered cars with flecked paint plodded down dusty roads. Earth-filled HESCO barriers topped with barbed concertina wire marked the territory of U.S. troops, which Iraqis were forbidden to enter. They say that smell is the sense most, or they say that smell is the sense most closely linked with memory, a piece of evolutionary biology designed to protect us from ingesting the same poison twice. It's true in my case. I remember Mosul, the most populous city in northern Iraq, for its open sewers called wadis. They were slow-moving streams of water, yes, excrement, and petroleum byproducts that ran between open fields and alongside roads. Their color ranged from a bright rusty orange through all the shades of brown to a slick, oily black sludge that I'll never forget. Now, that didn't have anything to do with them being at war, Mark. That's just their sewage system.
I guess.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm reluctant to say that about Iraqis. I bet the system was... things were probably better when Saddam was in the saddle.
I guess you could be right about that. I don't know. I've never been there.
Iraqis seem to believe that it's worse now.
Well, it would be hard to imagine that the sewage system would be too much different unless it had been blown to smithereens, I suppose.
I bet a lot of things were blown to smithereens.
I would say it would probably depend sort of geographically, too. You never know which place he's talking about.
One night at 2 a.m., in this case he was talking about Mosul. Night at 2 a.m., my platoon was called for a quick response duty after a small kill team had engaged a handful of insurgents. The platoon that my buddy Doc Sanchez was a member of had been camped out in an Iraqi house and had observed some Iraqis digging a hole on the side of the road, apparently placing an improvised explosive device. They lit the insurgents up, unloading a full 200-round belt of ammo from the M240 Bravo machine gun before they lost sight of the enemy in a dark field.
That'll take care of the problem.
My platoon dismounted on the side of the road and swept the field, searching with night vision goggles and infrared flashlights for the dull black shine of blood on the tall grass. Finding it, we followed the blood trail to the edge of a sewer ditch, and a sergeant ordered three of us to cross so we could search on the other side. We walked across 8 or 10 feet of the foul slime, and when we came out on the other side, a thick black film clung to our boots and trousers up to mid-thigh. We didn't find any bodies, but when the three of us got back to our base, we were turned away from the chow hall and instead had to spend the pre-dawn hours scrubbing greasy filth from our boots and clothes. The other smells I associate with my time in Iraq have to do with bombs and death. Bombs leave behind a burnt chemical odor, similar to but distinct from gunpowder, stronger and more caustic. I would be happier if that were all they left behind. We rode in Strikers, 25-ton armored vehicles originally conceived to deliver troops to the front lines under the cover of an artillery barrage. They're bomb-resistant...
Artillery isn't used much these days. The U.S. doesn't have to deal with artillery much, I guess.
Their bomb-resistant armor made them ideal transports for Iraq after the insurgents adopted IEDs as their chief weapon for resisting U.S. occupation. Rolling on 8 waist-high tires, that armor saved a lot of lives from blasts that would have destroyed armored Humvees, including mine. The tremendous sound and the shudder of the car bomb striking the front left corner of our Striker were the only warning we had that anything was wrong. Acrid, rust-colored smoke that poured into the belly of the truck filled my nose, mouth, and lungs, while a high-pitched ringing droned in my ears.
Yeah, I bet.
My platoon leader, Lieutenant McNaughton, came down out of the hatch with his face covered in blood, shouting to my squad leader to take over because his hearing was gone. Because of his own deafness, I couldn't hear Sergeant Varney's reply that he was deaf as well. The blood, thankfully from minor injuries, mingled with the shouting and urgency, and we quickly evacuated our casualties to a field hospital. The blast from hundreds of pounds of homemade explosives combined with 155-millimeter artillery shells had ground our vehicle's engine to a halt and had sent the car that carried the bomb flying through the air before it came to rest down the street. The following day, I was tasked with cleaning up the gore of the suicide bomber's remains off of our truck, so the maintenance technicians could begin repairs.
Jeez.
With gloved hands, I held the pressure washer and peeled the scorched flesh off the battered armor plating. Some parts were recognizable, and that day I became thoroughly familiar with the reek of the burnt skin and hair that was fused to the truck's green paint. Who was this man who had tried to kill me? This was 2006. It didn't have anything to do with Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction or any of the reasons that we had started the war over. He wanted us, American soldiers, gone, dead, if that's what it was, if that's what it took. He wanted it so much, he gave his own life for it.
That's generally where you get suicide bombers. You know, historically,
during occupations?
Yeah, historically, suicide bombers are closely associated with occupations. You know, there's often a religious bend to them, but not entirely. So what the strongest correlation is that there's essentially an occupying government, and people believe, you know, nationalism is a strong, strong thing. And, you know, they want to be able to rule themselves. They're willing to do what it takes to create a better world for their children.
Is it so much nationalism or so much just leave me alone-ism? Could be some of that too, right? They weren't necessarily doing it for Iraq, maybe so much they weren't doing it for their, you know, the vengeance of their families or whatever else.
It could be, but usually people are looking forward in these circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, like revenge is a terrible reason to kill yourself.
So he said, I had no way of knowing whether he had a family or whether he had said goodbye to them knowing what he was about to do or whether he kept it from them. The same way I lied by omission to my own mother so she wouldn't worry about me. I couldn't hate him. He had done what I would do if our roles were reversed. Here I was, wearing a uniform, carrying a gun. How could I condemn him for using violence to protect his home from foreign invaders? I would revisit those sights and smells again and again throughout my time in Iraq. Every dingy street was the same as the next, and the monotony and disquietude were only ever punctuated by death. The blackened husks of car bombs, the scorched limbs of a suicide bomber scattered like so much rubbish across the street in front of Bakaba's police station. The soldier whose litter I carried as he died from shock and blood loss before the medics could save him. When I think of Iraq, I'm sorry for all of the carnage and fear that we visited on those downtrodden, impoverished people. I feel indignation toward the rulers who lied to gin up support for this war of choice, who never once put themselves in harm's way or took responsibility for the suffering that they caused. Like Vietnam before it, Iraq will always be a reminder of the dangers that come from an uncritical trust in authority. That's from Josh Holmes.
This makes me think of a quote from Churchill, which I've just looked up from The World Crisis, his book about World War I. And he's talking about the Eastern Front, where both sides lost. He says, quote, 10 million homes awaited the return of the warriors, 100 cities prepared to acclaim their triumphs, but all were defeated, all were stricken. Everything that they had given was given in vain. The hideous injuries they inflicted and bore, the privations they endured, the grand loyalties they exemplified, all were in vain. Unquote.
Do you think that's how people feel with the Iraq War? Because in many ways, they feel like it was a victory. You know, like they can always say, well, we had it at one point. And, you know, when I left, we were winning. You know, that's an old Vietnam T-shirt. when I left, we were winning. And Vietnam wasn't lost by the soldiers. It was lost by politicians.
We're going to come back with more here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to share your thoughts on this, is 855-453, live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.